This is somebody I haven't talked to in a long time. Howard Tallman is somebody who, if I read his resume, we'd have no time to chat at all. He's done just about everything. He was the CEO of 1871 for a while, Chicago's Technology and Entrepreneurship Center. He's taught business at Kellogg at Northwestern, and currently a general managing partner for Chicago High Tech Investors. Howard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
About 70%, and like everybody else, wondering what the new normal is going to be like as we go back to work. And you're the guy who's studied this, being sort of a serial entrepreneur and heading businesses for a lifetime. And I know you've written about this, what to expect or what we should expect when we get back to work, and how the pandemic is changing everything. What do you think the number one change will be when we get out of the pandemic as we move to a new normal?
I think the number one change will be that a lot of us aren't going to go back to the office.
Yeah, we're happy Zooming, and it does take less time when you're in a Zoom meeting than if you were in the office, doesn't it?
Well, it takes less time. I think people are just have figured out that they don't want to sit there for as long a time, so they either save their sort of superfluous comments or they just make everything briefer. And I think, you know, I wouldn't limit it to Zoom, though, Bob. I think there's a lot going on just in the idea of working from home. I mean, the time that you save commuting, the time that you're able to be in control of your own time. I think actually most people are working longer hours at home, and they're clearly more productive because as much as we kid around, you know, being interrupted by the kids and the pets and everything else, the truth is what we're not interrupted with is everybody who at the office drops in, stops in, calls you. You can control your schedule just a lot more efficiently.
You've started so many businesses over the years, overseen various businesses. And as far as the office itself, how different do you think it may look in the years ahead?
Well, you know, this started with, I think, the banks and the law firms. The law firms in particular figured out that not every senior partner needed a giant corner office and a couch and a conference table in his room, and they started consolidating their space. I think this is going to happen, you know, at a super accelerated rate, and that offices are going to shrink. Companies are going to say, we just don't need this real estate. I think we were pretty close to the end of the idea of open offices anyway, because, you know, you would discover that people were sitting in these wide open spaces with a million people around them, forget the virus, and they weren't getting any work done. I mean, they would sneak off to some quiet space in order to do their actual work. So that's going to change. I think the other thing that's interesting to me is how many people who live in the northern suburbs have figured out that there's plenty of offices 5 and 10 minutes from their house and their country club and everything else, and it doesn't require them to go downtown. A lot of the venture funds have moved out to some of those areas. So we're going to see a lot of changes. And then there are these systemic changes, like just the whole idea of the downtown clubs. You know, you and I don't know, we've gone to the Standard Club 50 years. You know, it's gone. You know, and you wonder, a lot of these institutions, what these changes are going to really mean in terms of the volume of people that feel they have to be in the central business district going forward.
People who have been working at home are also used to being unreachable when they want to be. There's been a certain amount of independence during this pandemic. What about that? How folks going to have a hard time getting used to being in the workplace where the boss is right there?
Yeah, I think the whole idea of, you know, MIA is pretty powerful. I think that being able to control your calendar is the key to being productive anywhere you're at, and not being on call, you know, having other things that are sort of pressing, all of those things go into this. And as I said in one of the pieces I wrote, you know, you can't exactly close your door at the office. You think you can, but the truth is you can't. People think you're either sleeping or reading, you know, or whatever. But at home, you know, if you decide to screen your calls and not answer the phone, you know, more power to you.
Howard, how about our great city here and the health of business here? I know you mainly deal in high-tech businesses, but what do you foresee in the future post-pandemic?
Well, you know, Rahm was the greatest cheerleader for high-tech and for business that we ever had in the city. And I think that's not high on the new mayor's list, business and technology. I think she's got other things on her agenda. We did, you know, benefit tremendously from 1871 being the number one, you know, tech incubator in the world. And that literally helped to attract Facebook and Salesforce and Google and all these companies saying, you know, the Chicago workforce is pretty great. It's less expensive than the coasts to both live here and work here. So we saw a lot of that happening. The question is it going to continue if the city is less sort of supportive and interested and if you have increased taxes and other kinds of issues? So I don't know. We're going to see. But, I mean, a lot of our companies, even at 1871, that have now outgrown, have postponed or deferred some of the commitments that they were about to make for long-term leases and things.
As we mentioned, Howard Tolman, among other things now, he serves as general managing partner for Chicago High Tech Investors. What does that actually mean? What do you actually do now, Howard? I can't keep up with you.
You know, first of all, I want you to know that in your honor, I brushed my teeth, but I still haven't put a belt on in about 3 months. So
I'm not sure
I know how to operate a belt anymore or grown-up clothes.
We're all learning.
Yeah, but the good news is we've got about 25 companies in our portfolio, pretty broad range. A lot of them are tech-based, but some of them are more gig economy. Like we have a company called Lisa, and today, as a matter of fact, which helps manicurists and hairstylists and barbers and all these sort of individual artists connect with clients. Today, they're spending half the day at Sinai offering free facials and manicures to the essential workers there, to the nurses and the doctors and everybody else. So, you know, our companies, we've got Spot Hero. You know, a lot of these companies, though, I'll tell you, are going to have some interesting challenges. You know, I mean, for 3 months, people weren't driving. So Spot Hero has got to be saying to themselves, geez, that's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
And so our companies, you know, we've been having a lot of meetings to, as you ask, to talk about what the new normal is going to be. And it's going to be complicated. It's going to be complicated.
That's why we need you to keep in touch. And hopefully you'll let us check in with you now and then, Howard. It's great talking to you again.
The truth is, I'm mostly interested in keeping in touch with Mary Ann. So I'm a little disappointed here that I ended up with you. But I
the line starts in the lobby. I know.
All right. Well, thanks,
Howard Tolman. Always a pleasure. By the way, I love Spot Hero. I really do. So
yeah.
We'll talk to you soon. I hope, and hopefully one of these days I'll see you in person again.
All right. Stay safe and take care of yourself.
Thanks, Howard.